Okay, so thank you very much to... No, he came in with a nice suit today, though. He had eighth grade pictures. Thank you so much to Mr. Ken Bender, who sponsored this week's learning in honor of the BRS community. I also want to dedicate the shiur today. Lily Nishmas, one of my Rebbeim. You know, sometimes you have a Rebbe that you never met. And this is my Rebbe's yard today, this Shabbos. Rebbe Lazer Gelzahler, who we're going to quote a few times. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in Or Yisrael. Rebbe Lazer Gelzahler. His yeshiva in Lakewood, Or Yisrael. Tremendous, tremendous tzaddik. Usually when I read Gedolim books, I usually feel bad about myself. But every single time I read his book, I always feel better about myself. So his yard side, Shabbos, Tes Kislev, for Leila Nishmas, Rebbe Eliezer ben Rebbe Eliyahu Yoshua. We're going to go quote him a few times here. But here we go. Now page number one. A beautiful insight. The first teaching of the Beis Halevi. We have two Beis Halevis. So for everyone out there who thinks the Merzov is only quoting Chassidus Shavuotlach, two Beis Halevis this week. Exactly. I made the same joke last week. I got a better crack last week. The pasuk says, "Vayetsa Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva vayelech Charana." He leaves Be'er Sheva and he comes to Charan. So Rashi immediately picks up on the whole vort and says, "Why are you telling me where he came from? Usually, when someone leaves, okay, you have to tell me where he's going, right?" So Rashi says, "At the end of the day." Rashi says very famously that when a tzaddik leaves, you feel the roshim when he leaves. Like when Rav Shechter was here last Shabbos, you felt something special last Shabbos when Rav Shechter was here. On Sunday, Monday, wasn't here anymore. You felt the kedusha of having a tzaddik here. But the Beis Halevi picks up on something so beautiful. I'll say it outside, then we'll see it inside. When you see me underlining a line, it means I get very excited by it. Beis Halevi says, at the end of the day, Yaakovinu left. He leaves his parents for two different reasons. According to Rivka, Rivka left, wanted him to leave because of Esav. Because Esav wanted to kill him. But Yitzchak, he doesn't say that to Yitzchak. Yitzchak is he wanted to be able to get him to get a shidduch. So the Yitzchak Yaakov Meber Shuvah, that's being Mekayim Kibod Im. And Vayel Charana, that's being Mekayim Kibod Af. Right? To be able to go get married. Right, so to be able to tell you that he leaves Be'er Sheva in order to Mekayim Rivka's command to make sure that Esav doesn't kill him. At the end of the day, Vayelech Harana is to be able to make sure that he had Kibud Av. Right, look by the underlines. The Iker Kavanos Baalichosu Lekayim Mitzas Kibud Avim. The Rivka Amar Lo Hinei Esav Achicha Misnachem Lecha Largav Gata. Esav wants to kill you. Rivka says, "Kum Barach Lach El Lavan, go to my brother Lavan and go to live by him." The Iker Kavanoso Haya. The Iker Barhu was the leaving. That was the Vayetze. You gotta leave sometimes. Well, Yitzhak didn't know that Esav wanted to kill him. So I thought that was just a very, very beautiful insight. So I saw it in the Sefer Ol Aryeh from my good friend, my friend, my name, Ravi Greenspan. Anyone here from Queens, know Rav Lavi, so I once gave him a ride and gave me the Sefer Ol Aryeh. It's a famous Sefer, Rabbi Katz Anida, but he has from Sfarim on, he told me never to tell anyone. So I hope he's Michael, but I told him. Yeah? I'm a bad boy because I told him. I had my fingers crossed, Taka. I should know. You should know where you. He gave me the Sefer, and this is where I saw the vort. Such a beautiful vort. That different things are given to tell us different ideas. Beautiful idea number one. Moving on to idea number two. Page two. Dorish Moshe of Moshe Feinstein. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva yelech Charana. So he says at the end of the day, and he says he has the same idea in the Kol Ram. I found it, by the way, the Kol Ram in the Beis Midrash. It was hiding. Someone did. It's right on to the left side. You see right by the Parsha. It's a beautiful vort. He says, what is... We know that Yaakov had kvitzas aderech, right? He passed by Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim came back to him. He says a beautiful idea. He says at the end of the day, a Jew is a Jew no matter where they go. Yerushalayim comes to the tzaddik. A person can make the kedusha of the place wherever he goes. That a person has the ability to be able to make America kadosh. It's not about living in that. Right? Sometimes people go to Eretz Yisrael and they say, only if I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, I could have Shabbos, I could be learning. No, at the end of the day, wherever you are, be able to make that place a makam of kavod shemayim. Right, see the remote inside. So you want to know why you want to tell us all this about Be'er Sheva, Be'er Charana? that the same way that he had Be'er Shava, the same way that he had the Koyach HaTorah, the 14 years, and he was living by Yitzchak, and then the 14 years by Shem Ve'Ever, he was going to go make the same place in Haran. He was going to be strong with his Emunah and strong in his Torah. The place came to him. Kiloshin Begiel, like it met him. Right, even though it's going to be a bad environment or bad society, nevertheless, hechli, he decided shegam sham yuchal libanus makom Torah kemor be'er Sheva. He knew that he's going to be able to be make Charan the same way that Be'er Sheva was holy. He was going to make Charan holy. And it's very interesting what Moshe says over here. Amarti zev hespado shel hagon Rav Chaim. I wrote down Rav Chaim Mordechai Katz. It tells the Rosh Hashiva shehem gam medina kasha zu. Malcolm Torah, Kamo Batels. Right? He made the Tells Yeshiva in Cleveland, the same like Tells like it was back in Europe. That at the end of the day, to be able to say, I'm in America, so no. Be able to make the same fire and the same energy and passion, the love of Torah that they had in Europe. That's what the Rosh Yeshiva of Tells brought that rock to Cleveland.
As long as you don't leave the campus, everything is
all right. Exactly. As long as you don't leave the campus, Taka. But at the end of the day, I think this is something so true. Sometimes people say, if I was in Eretz Yisrael, if I was there, then I would be going to Shir, then I would be going to the Kaisel, this and that. It's not about where you are physically, it's where you spiritually are. Right? The Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov famously said, you are where your thoughts are. Meaning you could be in the Kotel right now, davening Maariv, but you could be in America, in Boca. Or you could be in Boca and be in Yerushalayim. You are where your thoughts are. Famous story, the Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi story goes is that this guy was davening Maariv and he comes up after and he says, welcome back from a certain town. So Rebbe, I've never been to that town before. He's like, no, you were just thinking of that town in your Shmon Esrei. Nice that had the Kedushas Levi. No, you don't ask Kashazan Tzadik and Taka. You are where your thoughts are. At the end of the day, to be able to be in America, we're strong. We're strong in our Yiddishkeit no matter where we are. Idea number 3, page 3 of Lazer Geldzauer. This is the yard sale coming up this Shabbos. So he has they put up a beautiful sefer called Tzichos Eliezer. You get it at Z Berman. So he two ideas he quotes here. On the right side he quotes a Chiddush Harim, and the left side he quotes a Dega Machan Ephraim. So we know that Maariv is learned out from this Begiyah. Ain't Begiyah El, it's Tfilah Gemar Brachos tells us. So Sasemes quotes the Chiddush Harim. He says, what's Maariv all about? And we'll see it inside in a second. Maariv's all about when things are hard. Things are challenging. Just think about it. Yaakov is about to go embark on his entire life mission. He had to build Klal Yisrael. He had to know he had to go to this guy named Lavan who's a bad dude. He had to deal with Esav. He had a lot going on. That's where Maariv comes from. Maariv comes from a place where it's very dark in a person's life. And a Jew still davens. And a Jew still believes in Hashem. And a Jew still is able to be able to connect. Right? On the bottom. On the bottom of Afilu. Afilu b'matzav shebegiyah Lavan. The Hainu shetoysim es hasidur maschil b'tfilu b'li shem esbarinus b'li shem achar mikodem. Yaakov, the Tikkun Yaakov, she'af tefila kazu, tizchashiv l'tefila. Sometimes a person, this is what I feel kind of by mincha, sometimes, you have no preparation, you're able to daven, and at the end of the day, we think that maybe that daven is not so great. No, that daven is also good. Even if you didn't, it wasn't so great. The Dover Zeh, says Reb Lazer, who inyan godol, the Gam knows in chizek godol la'anashim chol matzav, they should give us great chizek in all situations that we pass. Excuse me, my throat, I apologize. A person could think, what does my tefillah have to do with anything? I wasn't able to prepare myself. I wasn't able to prepare an hour before. Right? The Gemara Bracha says like the things that are on the greatest, that one of the greatest things in the world that people trample on. Achkan royim sha'af below hachanas gedolos shayach ha'inan shal tefillah. There's an Indian of tefillah. And if I might say, maybe he's talking a little bit about talking to Hashem outside of the three times. Right? We talked about, Rabbi Goldberg talking about this all the time. Okay. Talking to Hashem outside of the sitter. Talking to Hashem when you're walking. Talking to Hashem when you're on your way to work. Talking to Hashem before you go home for Shabbos. And Motzei Shabbos. Whatever it is. Davening doesn't just mean davening in the sitter. That's with what Chazal commanded us to. But davening means also wherever we go.
Yitzchak to daven mincha?
Taka, I don't know. But maybe this really shows us what the whole essence of Maariv is. The whole essence of Maariv is when things are hard. Maybe before this whole challenge, he didn't have everything everything was pretty good, besides Esav. Besides Esav, whatever.
I think that it would be a
Yeah, Marv the Rishus. Okay, good, good. At the end, yeah, very good, good, good. This is, again, we're not here to discuss halacha, even though you know, I've seen in this farm before. Even though it was Mesakin as Rishus, now that we keep it, it has a level of chiv. I guarantee you, it's very much connected. I'm not holding there. Maybe someone could share with me. So Yaakov sees in the dream. Right, the ladder was going up, and the ladder was implanted back down in Shemayim. He quotes the Degel Machan Ephraim. Degel Machan Ephraim was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, who says that at the end of the day, before a person gets to Rosh HaMegiyah Shemayim, before a person gets to the good things in his life, he has to have Hei Nesula Mutzav Arza. He has to have hard times. He has to have struggles and challenges. And the only way to be able to grow in life is to have those challenges. If everything was cookie cutter in our lives, a person would not be able to grow. Second paragraph there. But Omer HaDegel, a person is like a ladder, and he's the land. Sometimes our Yitzhar brings us down to the Gashmis, and sometimes we make the wrong choices. Only the way to be able to reach Shemayim, to reach the Tzadik, Shevi Yitzhar Psadavik, come. Idea in a Filos, Vayeridos, Efshal, Agil, Arom, Hadarga. That's exactly what a ladder is. Be able to realize that the ladder going up and the ladder going down connecting Shemayim with Aretz. You want to get to Shemayim? First you have to go through Aretz. First you have to go through hard times and challenges. Like Rav Hutner said, Shevi Yipol Tzadavik come is not just a fancy vort. Shevi Yipol Tzadavik come, that Tzadik falls seven times and gets up. That becoming a Tzadik, becoming a righteous person, is because you use your failures, you use your challenges, you use your mistakes, and you grew from them. Right? Why is it Gemara said that in Brachas? Because a Baal Tshuva is able to takes his past and be able to learn from it. I don't know if they still have this in amusement parks. You know that thing where you have to like bang down on the thing to see how strong the thing goes, lights up to the sky. So at the end of the day, the Baal Tshuva can only, the Tzaddik can only reach a certain level. But when it comes to the Baal Tshuva, he has a little extra koach. He knows, he tasted the other fruits. The other side, if you want to say. He tasted what, and he was able to take his past experiences, spiritually, not physically. Physically, I'm not sure. But spiritually, he's able to take his past experiences, be able to get to Shemayim on a higher level. That's exactly what the Degel says. Such a beautiful, beautiful idea. Page number four, idea number, I think we're up to five over, if you count their blazer. But okay, we'll count them by pages. Even though we had the Chiddush HaRim and the Degel. Page four. So we know the whole vort. Yaakov Avinu wants to marry Rachel and love, and there's a little switcheroo. And listen to these three lines of the Beis Halevi. I saw it, I was like, wow, real shtuch. Lo yasa kibim kominu lasis hatziru lefnei abechira. Says the Beis Halevi, at the end of the day, Jacob, listen up. In our city, right? Why does he stress that? In our city, the older ones go first. Because he heard on his Instagram, quote unquote, he heard on his Twitter feed that what happened? You played a little trick with your brother. In our city, the older ones go first. I'm not sure what happened by you. I'm not sure how he found out either, Taka. But in our city, the older ones go first. Maybe by you, though, the younger ones go first. It's a very big shtuch. That's like, by Yosef, Yaakovino has zero answer back to that. You know, at the end of the day, like, yeah, I hear you. I hear you. It's a good word. I'm not sure exactly what the message is there, but sometimes you'll be able to say, you know what? At the end of the day, maybe sometimes you're right. Even though Rivka told him that he was doing Hashem's will. Taka. You don't understand the Beis Halevi? The Beis Halevi, basically, the Pasuk says that Lavan told Yaakov, then in our city, we don't put the younger ones before the older ones, right? Yeah, Yaakov is furious. Yaakov is furious that he wanted to marry Rachel, and Laban makes a last-minute switch and puts Leah in. So he says, in our city, we don't put the older ones, the younger ones don't go first. So he's saying to him, he knows what happened by Esav, that Yaakov went in for the bracha. Sorry, I didn't explain. Yaakov went in for the bracha, and his city, the younger one actually went before the older one. Right? I think this is the first time we could say that we quoted two Beis Halevi's Taka. But now to be able to balance it back, we have a Kedushas Levi. Balance it back. Before we get to the Kedushas Levi, Rav Shlomo Shadron has a beautiful idea. He paid for a taka. Yeah, good, good. So, yeah, I think that basically they were just picking up on exactly why he said in our city. Let's actually say the Kiddush Levi, and then we'll say the Shom Shajan after. So the Pasuk says, Vayovo gam al-rocho, Vayov gam es-rocho melea. Again, you see you have a lighter writing over here. Very excited over here. So he writes over here, it says, what does this mean? At the end of the day, Vayovo gam el-rocho, Vayov gam es-rocho melea. That he loved Rachel more. It says gam twice, and then it says melea. So he has a whole medrash, the whole thing. I don't want to get to the whole thing. It's going to get a little too fancy. But the last paragraph is so beautiful. And it's literally what Kedushas Levi all stood for. We know that Kedushas Levi always stood for finding the good and finding the love and finding always the goodness in everything. Kedushas Levi says that Yaakov Avinu loved Rachel more than Leah. Why? Me, Leah. From what Rachel did for Leah. For what Rachel did for Leah. She gave her the simonim. Right? He says over here, originally Yaakov didn't like it. Mashakasov, final paragraph on the left hand side on the bottom. So you have a mashakasov by Medrash. Sha'achar kach, she know that Yaakov Shirocha Masra Simon Leleya. No, for sinner Yaakov Arocha Shemasra Simon Leleya. Yaakov is fierce with Rachel that she gave over these signs to Leah. The Achash Kishenosa Yaakov as Rachel. The Yadda Shakoka and also Lashem Shemaim. The Tosif Lo Ava Yisera Rachel. What does it just mean that at the end of the day he liked her because she was more beautiful? He liked her more because of what she did for her sister. That she was, right? Rachel didn't know that at the end of the day she was going to be able to marry Yaakov too. Rachel was ready to be able to give over her entire marriage for her sister in order that she wouldn't get embarrassed. V'zeu v'yev gamis Rachel mileya. What's this mileya? She noticed ah mileya. Klomer ba'avur leya. Because of what she did for leya. Ratzoloma shenodolo ikr kavanas Rachel l'shem shemayim. V'zeu gamis Rachel mileya. From what she did for leya. Hamem mora me'adover hazeh. Right? Whenever there's a mem in front of a word. Means that's the source, right? I didn't do so well in my YU 501. I took a semester off, but Hebrew, Mem, Mileah, from what she did, from Mea Kolomash, Nodolot, Sadekas, Rachel, Ava, Yisrael, Nitosev, Love. Do you want to know why he loved Rachel more? It's not because he was falling off his feet, this and that. Because he loved her more because what she did for her sister. That she was willing to forego her entire marriage. She was willing to forego her entire life in order that her sister wouldn't get embarrassed. And that's why it says, that it's not just Rachel and versus Leah, that her love came from what she did for Leah, what she did for Leah. Rav Shlomo Shadron is a beautiful vort. If you look at, I don't have it over here, I apologize. My Rabbi Storch from DRS in Woodmere. So he told me this vort a few years back, I never forgot it. If you look at Ravi, we know Ruvain goes out to the fields and he's going out and he picks up these dudaim. Right, Kabbalistically, these Dudam had these tremendous powers, people to bring help, impregnate and help people have children. So what happens? Reuven brings back these flowers to Leah, and Rachel asks Leah if she could have the flowers. And Leah goes bonkers. Leah is very upset. You took my husband, and now you want to take the flowers too? You took my husband, now you want to take the flowers too? Listen to what he says. He says, did Leah not know? Right, what's his lashon? Kach mi'isha, you took my husband. She didn't know that she was secondary. She should be kissing Rachel Aminu's feet. Says Rav Shlomo Shadron, Leah never knew. I'm not sure how. I'm not sure how Rachel Aminu was able to do it. How she gave her the signs in such a way that she would never, ever figure out. Because we look at the Pesukim, Rachel doesn't answer back to that. Rachel does not answer back to that. She has a little transaction with it, with Leah and this and that. Can you imagine? Not only did Rachel Aminu give her the signs, but she gave it in a way that she would never, ever figure it out. And that's why, what's the raya, Rav Shlomo Shadron says? Because she said, you took my husband. Took my husband. What does it mean, your husband? You should be kissing Rachel in his feet. It shows here that Rachel Aminu gave over the simanim. At the end of the day, I know it's not Pashup Shat, so everyone's like, whoever wants to shoot at me. No, my voice.
It was a
matter
that she was under the bed that she was talking, otherwise she would
have recognized her. Taka, I'm saying such a vort. This is exactly what he said by Rivka Aminu. Rivka is doing chesed, and is doing chesed with chesed. Right, she didn't show up, Rav Hirsch says, when she brought the water for the camels. She let Eliezer finish, and then she said, I have water for the camels.
It seems to me that the Torah says exactly what Yaakov wanted.
Yeah.
So, and Yaakov wanted Rachel.
Yeah.
So everybody knew that he wanted Rachel.
Okay, yeah. I hear. I just thought that was a very nice vort that Rav Shlomo Shadron says, that not only did Rachel say, that at the end of the day, that he loved Rachel, but he loved her, and Rachel did it in such a way. Mileah. Mileah, and then this vort that ties in very nicely with the Kedush Levi as well. All right, we're a little behind over here. Page number six, back to Reb Blazer Geldzahar. Beautiful, beautiful idea. He quotes from Reb Moshe Leib of Sasev. On the left-hand side, the first arrow. So right after the whole show that we love, I think I went out a little out of order here the last two pages, but you'll be mindful. Yaakov halach ledarko. So sometimes we can just view over this pasuk and okay, Lavan went on his way, Yaakov on his way, and that's it. Says the Rebbe, Reb Moshe Leib of Sasev. No, you have to look a little deeper. Gemara tells us the Megillah Yilgimel Mebeis that when Yaakov originally came to Lavan's house, Amalo Rachel Aminu tells Yaakov, Shaviyahu Ramai, my father is a big trickster. Says Yaakov, Amarla Echav Ani Beramos. Don't worry, my brother is also a big trickster. B'chol ha'tkufa k'hazu, v'chiyach Yaakov l'lovan sh'al af, sh'hu nikra ha'mumcha b'ramos, mikomalkam enu mesug l'ramoso. He's a mumche. He wasn't an expert in ramos, but mikomalkam enu mesug l'ramoso. K'mo sh'aricho b'ze chazav, ash ha'ya Yaakov avinu m'uchrak l'en lo ken, chamais ha'ochav az b'darko sh'alavam. At the end of the day, you have to know who you're dealing with the sheep, and Lavan changing the sheep a million times, that whole thing, very, very deep stuff. We're not going to go into it right now because I don't really understand it so much. But what happens? What does it mean that after he separated from Lavan, Yaakov was able to step back into the place of Be'er Sheva and understand that he's not going to be that, he's not the businessman, you know, his cap. That businessman cap came off. He's done with playing games. He had to be strong because he understood his father was a bad dude, and he had bad chicks up his sleeve, and he had to make sure that his defense was a good offense. But at the end of the day, he didn't let it affect him who he truly was. Right. At the end of the day, he had to play this Lavan game for a few years, for many years. But when it was time to be able to leave, he was able to leave it behind him, to change, and change back to his pure way. Taka, maybe he had to put on that cloak again. Also reminds me of the Harry Potter scene when he puts the cloak on Taka. Yeah. No, I hear. And finally, page 7, the Or Panei Moshe. I didn't got this sefer. You know, I could always see where I got it. I think I got it upstate. You can tell it's one of my favorite farm stores. So Or Panei Moshe was a contemporary of the Nomai Malach and Rebbe Reb Zusha. So Rosh Aminu finally said, right, I should have put this on the page before, I apologize. Rosh Aminu says, I don't have your Avodah Zarah, ki derech nashim li. It's my menstrual cycle right now. At the end of the day, I can't get up. How could it be that Shechas Hashem, she would lie? How could it be that Rosh Aminu would lie? Mishkan Matzah, Rav Itzhak Radinsky, we've quoted him before in the past, says the same vort on last week's parsha. He says in Avayitza, he says it here. He says, you want to know, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Pabezim and Alf, that Avodah Zarah is metame just like Nida. That when a person is around himself like Avodah Zarah, it impurifies someone just like a Nida. So at the end of the day, when she said, Ki derech noshemli, She wasn't lying. She was saying, no. Amaisa, at the end of the day, I can't move because I am a Tommy. Your Avodah Zarah is Matami myself, and I am unable to move. Take what message of Amaisa is. To be emistic in everything that we do. To be a lot of choshek in our entire lives. Right? There's a lot of choshek out there. Be able to make sure we stand strong, as Rabbi Moshe Leib Safsa said, be able to stand strong to our pure ways. Should review these ideas. He said the first idea we said from the Beis Halevi, Eitz Yaakov Yeshava Leil Charana, that he leaves Be'er Sheva and it comes to Charan. But Yeitz is referring to the mitzvah Kibreim. This is very lumdish, by the way. Yeah, he leaves the mitzvah Kibreim because Rivka wanted him to not get killed. But Yeitz Charana, to be able to get married. That was Kibud Av. He was making sure to be able to get married. That's Kibud Av. Rav Moshe says Yeitz Yaakov Be'er Sheva, page 2. What does it mean? Yeitz Yaakov Be'er Sheva Leil Charana. That the same way that Be'er Sheva was so holy, he was going to make Charan holy. It's like, this reminds me of the whole Torah we're going to say in a few weeks by Emes Yaakov, right? But yeah, that the Torah tells us that Yaakov even learned, and he learned the whole Torah. They learned by Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. He gave over to Yosef. So if Yaakov Kamensky says, what does it mean he gave over to Yosef? We're going to say it. I'm going to say it now, but we'll say it again. I hope you're Michael. He says, at the end of the day, there's a specific Torah, Shame Ve'Aver. Shame Ve'Aver is the Torah where the whole Gullus is doing something wrong behind you. Everyone's doing the wrong thing, and you're able to hold strong. Right? Shame Ve'Aver lived in the time of the Malbol. Right? That's what Yaakov knew. 14 years, he went to go learn their base Midrash because he was about to go into Lavan. He was about to go into a place of Mitzrayim. Basically, my Lavan was Mitzrayim. And that's exactly what he gives over to Yosef. And that's exactly what Rav Moshe says here. Vayela Charana. He made Charan into Be'er Sheva. And as he said, that tells the Rosh Hashiva did. He said at his hesped. He made it a Malkum Torah. So Rav Lezer Gelzahler quoted us the Kaddish Sharim about Marv. But Marv, the Gemara, can tell us Ein Pigia Ela Tfila. That this is where he was Mitzaki in the Midah of Marv. Marv isn't when a person is dark outside. And at the end of the day, it's dark in his life. Marv doesn't just mean when it's dark outside. When it's dark in his life. And he still pulls through. He still pushes through. Even if a tefillah doesn't feel like the biggest tefillah, that's still precious to Hashem, that every word is still precious to Hashem. The Degel Melech Ephraim, he also quoted over here, that the only way to get to Rosh HaMegiyah Shemayim, the only way to get to Shemayim, to be an elevated person, is to go through the Aretz times, to go through the hard times, to go through the struggles and the challenges, and to learn from them. Shemalkam Shabbat Yeshuva Omdim Ein Tzadikim Omdim. When a person realizes he takes his challenges in his life, and he learns something, like Rav Hutner said, Shadi Yupal Tzadik would come. But it's Tzadik learns from his past mistakes and be able to grow from them. He has the Choshech in his life. He has the Yavan in his life. Right? We're in Kislev now. He has the Choshech, but he doesn't let him get him down. He learns from it and he grows from it as well. Page 4, we said, idea number 4, Lo Yasa came and Komenu. Let's say it's Yilav Ne'a Bechira. It was really a shtuch. I know that you went, you're over here in our city. The younger ones don't go first. The older ones go first. In our city, that's what we hold by. Said Kedusha Zlevi, Vayov Gam Rocha, Vayov Gam, Asracha Mileo. Now, why did he love Racha more? He loved Racha mi Leah, from what she did for her sister. Not only did he love her first more than Leah, like you said, but he loved her even more than that because of what she did for Leah. That she was able to forego her own personal relationship, her own personal love for Yaakov, in order that her sister wouldn't be embarrassed. Now we said divorce. Some people didn't like divorce, but I think it's Emes. Then Revi, but Reuven went to go get the Dudam. She said, "You took my husband now, and you want the flowers?" It wasn't even my husband. Racha was Rachel's husband. She gave him to you. Leah never knew. And I thought that was an incredible idea to be able to connect it. The page 6, he said from the Moshe Lev Absasav, what does it mean by Yalach Yashav Lavan L'mekom of Yaakov Halev L'darko, that even though Yaakov Inu was by Lavan for a long time, he was still able to part ways with him. And even though he had this Derech Ramai in his entire life, he was able to pursue and to leave and go back to his Midas of Emes. That's exactly what we saw on page 7, the Orpani Moshe. Now Chas Hashem Melchim Inu was lying, Ki Derech Nashem Li Avodah Zarah Metameh, just like Avodah Zarah is Matamit, just like Nida. Hashem should bless us to be able to make sure that wherever we go, may the Kodesh Baruch Hu in our mind, we have holiness in our mind, to never ever forget, we always daven strong, even when things are hard, to take our struggles and our past challenges, to learn from them, to grow from them, to care for other people, to always go above and beyond, and take our mistakes, Bez Hashem, take our everything we do in our lives, we have the Midas of Emes, Bez Hashem Yisrael.